You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed it is. It's a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to a brand new week. In fact, it is the week that we leave the month of February and enter into the month of March. And today is the 27th of February. It is Monday, and you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3. Cool FM. Great to be with you this morning. Great to be with you any morning. It's just a minute after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D.
Oh, there we go. They call themselves Twin XL. I don't know if that's for extra large. What? They're American synth pop band, originated in LA back in 2017. Original members of the band consist of their lead vocalist and guitarist, a guy called Cameron Walken Wright, guitarist John Gomez, and bassist Stephen Gomez, and joined by a drummer, that's a guy called Brendan Benko, who originally was a touring member until being an official member of the group, and that was in 2021. And, well, it's got, apparently their music has garnered over 3 million streams. Before that, Back in Time, Level 42, and Heaven in My Hands. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just a few seconds away. We're making our way up to 7:10. There we go. A few seconds away from 10 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Jerry D. That's just called Save Your Tears, and it's from a great band. I'm enjoying them a lot. They're called The Weeknd. And that's over. Yes, indeed it is. Believe it or not, it's all finished. It's a Monday morning. It's a beautiful Monday morning. Look out the studio window this morning. Got a lovely sunrise, as we do. Comes shining straight in the window. Shows all the dust.
And time on the breakfast show, 14, just coming for 14 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It is Monday. What do we normally do on Monday? We play music. Check in with Ingrid, of course, and Yasmin, but it is a Music Monday. And it is, I guess it is about time to do this, don't you? Get you on your way this morning, off to wherever it is you're going. Nice shower. All you need in... All you need in the shower this morning is a maniac, really. Apart from me. Michael Sambello. Yes, a little bit of a maniac in the shower this morning. That's a good one. Michael Sambello here on the Breakfast Show. Time to get you out on your way to where it is you're going on this Monday morning. And hope you had a good weekend. I had a great weekend myself. Yep, we went and celebrated a good lady's birthday. That was on Saturday night. Tell you more about that a bit later on. Great night was had by all. Oh, here comes the beautiful ones. Some suede.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
That's what it's called. I Was Made for Loving You, and no mistaking that one, was it? Kiss, quite like from them. Originally released, that was back on 1979 on their album, which was called Dynasty, and released as the A-side of their first single from the album, with Hard Times as the B-side. Take us down to the bottom of the hour. Joe Brown and the Brothers.
In the night there are sights to be seen. Stars like jewels on the crown of a queen. But the only sign I want of you is that wonderful picture of you on a street car.
89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
I tell you what, if you're just about to go off on a summer vacation driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors, make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 6431-0419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Absolutely great to be with you. Time is 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Don't forget we'll be looking at some of the local news at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, checking in with Ingrid in the 8 o'clock hour and with Yasmin as well. Starting the international news and some business headlines with Belarusian anti-government activists have claimed responsibility for what they said was a drone attack on a Russian A-50 surveillance aircraft at an airfield near the Belarus capital of Minsk on Sunday. Those were drones. The participants of the operation are Belarusian. Alexandra Azarov, leader of Belarusian anti-government organization BIPOL, was quoted as saying on the organization's Telegram messaging app and on the Poland-based Belsat news channel. Russia's former president and ally of President Vladimir Putin said in remarks published on Monday that the West's continued supply of arms to Kiev risks a global nuclear catastrophe, reiterating his threat of nuclear war over Ukraine. This is Dmitry Medvedev's apocalyptic rhetoric has been seen as an attempt to deter the US-led NATO military alliance and Kiev's Western allies from getting even more involved in the year-old war that has dealt Moscow setbacks on the battlefield. Four people charged in connection with the killing of 28-year-old model Abby Choi appeared in court on Monday morning after police found parts of her body in a village house on the outskirts of the financial city. Hong Kong's police said on Sunday they had charged three men, aged 28, 65, with murder, and a 63-year-old woman with one count of obstructing the case. Those charged with Choi's killing included her ex-husband, Alex Kwong, Kwong's brother, Anthony, and their father, Kwong Kao. This is what the police reported, and all four were denied bail, the court ruled. Huge crowds are gathered in Mexico on Sunday to condemn government moves to shrink the electoral authority as a threat to democracy in what appeared to be the largest protest so far against President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's administration. Organizers said over 50,000 people turned out in Mexico City, with video footage on social media showing the central Zocalo Square filled with protesters who also spilled onto the adjoining streets. One police officer nearby said he'd heard the 500,000 figure, while others gave lower estimates. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is expected to announce a new deal on post-Brexit trade rules for Northern Ireland today, Monday. This is gambling that the reward of better terms with the European Union is worth the discord it might cause within his own party. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said she will travel to England for final talks, with a press conference penciled in for the afternoon if the two sides can agree terms. NASA and SpaceX early on Monday postponed the launch of a capsule containing two US astronauts, a Russian cosmonaut and a United Arab Emirates crewmate, minutes before scheduled liftoff. This is from Florida on a flight to the International Space Station. The US Space Agency and SpaceX, the private rocket company founded by billionaire Elon Musk, cited a technical glitch concerning the ignition fluid used to start the spacecraft's engines. Qualcomm Inc. on Monday said that it was working with a group of Android smartphone companies to add satellite-based messaging capabilities to their devices. The San Diego, California-based company, which is the world's biggest supplier of chips that connect mobile phones to wireless data networks, said that it is working with Honor, Lenovo-owned, Motorola, and Nothing, OPPO, Vivo, and Xiaomi Corporation to develop the devices. Global shares rose on Monday, but skimmed at six-week lows after another round of data last week forced investors to prepare for higher interest rates in the United States and Europe, and there could be more figures to underpin that argument this week. The MSCI's All World Index of global shares rose 0.1% on Monday, having posted its largest weekly decline last week since late September, dropping 2.6% thanks to a sizzling rally in the dollar. The index is heading for a 3% decline in February after a rally in January saw many major stock indices post their strongest performance for the first month of the year in years. Now on Monday, European stocks bounced back, thanks to gains across typically rate-sensitive sectors such oil and gas and technology, which fell 1.4% and 3.8% last week, respectively. The stocks at 600, which last week lost 1.4%, was up 1%. S&P 500 futures firmed at 0.1%, while Nasdaq futures edged up 0.2%. And lastly, Vietnamese electric vehicle maker VinFast has cut the lease price for its first models shipped to the United States by more than 50% for its first customers in California, with delivery starting this week. According to the company and emails to customers reviewed by Reuters, VinFast is a subsidiary of conglomerate Vin Group JSC. They had said in January its first VF8 all-electric crossover would be available to lease at a monthly payment of $599 for 24 months. So there we go. That's it. By the way, talking about those electric vehicles, did you go to the expo that was on the conference center over the last couple of days? Very interesting. Not a great number of things to see. Well, it's relatively new, but what I did see, what I did note, a lot of people there that actually provide infrastructure, all the charging equipment, etc., etc. Because before we can really take, before we can really take electric cars seriously here in Panama, we've got to have the infrastructure. Otherwise, you just better go to the supermarket and back. Only joking. 22 minutes right now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Some local news coming up at the top of the hour for you this morning. This is Rick Springfield.
Cause me a little piece of my heart. I can see the doors you're shut.
That's it, Rick Springfield and Love Somebody. By the way, do you remember the time? We're 18 and a half minutes before 8 o'clock. Mr. Michael Jackson. There we go, Michael Jackson, Remember the Time. 15 minutes exactly before 8 o'clock. Right, let's say a very good morning to Greek folk. Yes, everyday story of Greek folk. This is from Renee and Rick. And she says, good morning. Happy clean Monday. Nice carnival weekend here. They had carnival over there in Athens in Greece. Very low-key compared to Panama. Lots of kids dressed in varying costumes. Boy, did we see multiple Spider-Men running around. I saw pictures of your dogs, by the way. There is still a law against cruelty to animals. You know that, don't you? People were sunning on the beaches and families strolling around town. We had a beautiful lunch at a new to-us restaurant yesterday, making note of it for sure to take our visitors. Many kites flying, as this is the Greek Lent tradition, to set free one's sins. Wow, I'd need a 747, I think. Nice weekend overall, and a treat to have the three-day weekend. Have a great week. Please could you play, you asked if I could play Peter, Paul and Mary, Blowing in the Wind. I can do that in a moment. Now, we've got an explanation here of what Clean Monday is, all right? It says Clean Monday was named so because it calls people to leave behind all sinful habits, including non-fasting food, thus purifying or cleansing the body and soul. The Sunday before Clean Monday is, according to Orthodox tradition, the last day that people can eat meat. Now, that sounds a bit tough, doesn't it? Mind you, I'm glad to see they have Cleaning Monday after Naughty Saturday. Here's Peter, Paul and Mary. Blowing in the Wind.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? Must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer.
These days, he wouldn't be called Peter, Paul and Mary, would they? There's a song by PP and M. That's what it would be these days. Too long to say Peter, Paul and Mary, isn't it? Listening to that reminded me of another song which they recorded. It was called If I Had a Hammer. It was a protest song. It was written by Pete Seeger and Lee Hayes and written back in 1949. Very good year, 1949. Strange reason, don't know why, in support of the progressive movement and was first recorded by the Weavers. This was a folk music quartet composed of Seeger, Hayes, Ronnie Gilbert and Fred Hellerman, and a number 10 hit for Peter, Paul and Mary in 1962. But it then went to number 3 a year later when it was recorded by this guy, Trini Lopez.
In the morning, a hammer in the evening, all over this land. A hammer out of danger, a hammer out of warning, a hammer about the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. I had a belt, ears all over this land. I ring out danger, I ring out a warning, I ring about the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. I sing it in the morning, sing it in the evening, all over this land. I sing out danger, I sing out a warning, yeah. I sing about the love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. I've got a hammer and I've got a bell. Now I've got a song to sing all over this land. If I am around justice, it's the bell of freedom. It's the song about the love between my brothers and my sisters. All over this land. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Great. Trini Lopez and If I Had a Hammer. Right, now let's go over, shall we, to South London. Let's say good morning to Paul. Paul Dixon and Maria over there, good morning to you guys. And Yossi, if we could play a track for you. I'm always happy to play this track. It's probably one of my favourite instrumentals, if not possibly my favourite instrumental of all time. And Paul's saying only 22 days until we fly to Panama. How about that? Well, you have to come in and see us, won't you? So anyway, you asked if we could play a set. Well, my favourite instrumental of all time. Now, whenever there is a group that does a sort of, you know, cover session of this particular band, I always ask if they can play this one. For some reason, they never do. I don't know if it's difficult. It's from Fleetwood Mac. It's called Albatross, of course. Thank you. Absolutely love it. That's basically it's what we call now sort of chill out or ambient music before we ever knew it existed. Guitar-based instrumental, of course, by Fleetwood Mac. That was released in November 1968, and later it was featuring on also their compilation albums as well. The Pious Bird of Good Omen, that was one, English Rose, and it was composed by Peter Green. Take us up to the top of the hour in the news. You can look through any window. Why not? There we go. Yes, looking through any window was the Hollies. And that has brought us to the top of the hour. Exactly.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We're all going on a summer holiday.
I tell you what. If you're just about to go off on a summer vacation, driving through this wonderful country, well, make sure your car's up to speed, all right? The last thing you want to hear is this. So if you're going on a road, first of all, get your car checked out. Where? Valley Motors over in Clayton, the place where they have a passion for cars, for your car. So don't forget, this vacation, that nothing leaves you stuck on the road. Go along, City of Knowledge, Valley Motors. Make your appointment now. Just drop them a WhatsApp at 64310419. The best vacations begin with your car.
Valley Motors.
Me avisaron que hoy debe estar pasando el empadronador.
Mamá, ¿qué pasa? Estás tarde. Los censos van hasta el 4 de marzo.
Oye, pero qué buena noticia, que los censos son hasta el 4 de marzo. Pero, ¿y si vienen y no estoy?
Si no estamos en casa, dejarán una hoja de notificación donde podemos llamar al centro de llamadas 510-2020 y listo, agendamos una cita para que nos vengan a censar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there. that. Talk about blues. Comes off an album, Riding with the King, B.B. King together with Eric Clapton. What a combination. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou drops her line bright and early this morning. And she says a very good morning to everybody. Wished Christina a very happy birthday for the weekend. That was on Saturday. Had a great night out. Let's see, Jim, John Carney playing together with Eduardo Procomo and, I can't remember the other guy's name. Anyway, great night out. Had good fun. That was at the Istmo Brew Pub on Vera's Royale. Right, I completely digress. And, Mary Lou asked if we could play a song for her. It's one from Bob Dylan. Shelter from the Storm is what it's called. Doesn't look like any for the day, I tell you, looking out the studio window. Beautiful Monday morning.
Was in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, when the road was full of mud. I come in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. If I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. A word was spoke between us, there was no risk involved. Nothing up to that point had even been resolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. The bonds are broken, but they can be retied. By one more journey to the woods, the holes where spirits hide. It's a never-ending battle for a peace that's always torn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. While the deputy walks on hot nails and the preacher rides a mount, but nothing really matters much, it's doom alone that counts. And the one-eyed undertaker, he blows a feudal horn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Well, I've heard newborn babies crying like a moaning dove, and old men with broken teeth stranded without love. Do I understand your question, man? Is it hopeless and forlorn? Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. And now there's a wall between us. Something has been lost. I took too much for granted. I got my signals crossed. Yeah, just to think it all began on an uneventful morn. come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. In a little hilltop village, they gambled for my clothes. I'm bargained for salvation, and she'd give me a lethal dose. I offered up my innocence, but got repaid with scorn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Well, I'm living in a foreign country, but I'm bound to cross the line. Beauty walks on a razor's edge, someday I'll make it mine. If I could only turn back the clock to when God and her were born. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? It's Monday morning, starting a new week with a full week of work ahead of us. Oh, yeah. Well, today is Monday. It's travel day for Miss Keitha. She should be home to cook tomorrow, Tuesday. She will be back in Panama. Boy, have I missed her. The kitty cats have missed her, and the puppy dog, ooh, has been growing without her. Oh, my goodness. I sent pictures, and she said, oh, that dog's not going to recognize me. I won't recognize her. I said, don't worry, Cook. You will. She'll be the only dog in the yard. Well, what a beautiful weekend. Yes, we got some work done. The Aussie was putting in some electric on the new area that we had built out, so that's coming along. They're going to come in today and finish up some painting and a few other things. Hopefully get it all done to surprise Keitha for tomorrow so she can come home and say, oh, my goodness, look, it's all done. I don't have to do anything. Thank you, Ingrid. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, that's going to happen. Yeah. But I went swimming this weekend, and oh, did that feel good. It was hot. We went to Las Uvas to the swimming pool, and Chelsea is, she's not quite an accomplished swimmer yet, but she doesn't sink, and that's a good thing. I don't know if any of you guys watched the SAG Awards last night. There was some pretty great awards and some great speeches, as always. Brendan Fraser, happy to hear that he won for sure for The Whale. Now, Jerry, you have to go see The Whale. Yes, it's sad, but it's a great story. Number of other people. Jamie Lee Curtis, Best Supporting Actress. We're so happy for her. All those years she's waited to finally get one of those awards, a SAG Award. She did indeed. The SAG Award is the Screen Actors Guild Award, where the actors and the directors and producers and things like that, the people who do the films, vote for the people themselves. And once being a SAG actor myself, I can understand. It's a great honor to be honored by your fellow, you know, your fellow workers, the people who also create their craft. It's a great, great, for me, award show, more so than the Academy Awards, because this is your fellow creative people voting for you. All right, everything else is going well. Tomorrow is Tuesday. Yee-haw! Come home, Cook. Come home. The fridge is empty. I need your help. All right, and back to you in the studio.
Can't get food for the kid. Good God, we gonna rock. Electric Avenue. And then we take it higher. Oh, we gonna rock down to Electric Avenue. And then we take it higher.
Eddie Grant and what is it? Avenue? Something Avenue. What is it?
It's
we'll be right back.
Yes, reminding me there, Marcia Griffiths, An Electric Slide, of course, Eddie Grant, An Electric Avenue. Right, I tell you what, it is time to say a very good morning to Ashley, good morning to you, good morning Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a lovely Monday. It's a great week, and your request for this morning, you've obviously just been to the optician, I guess, because you can see clearly now.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. Gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. Gonna be bright sunshiny day.
I tell you what, they're certainly right about that. It is going to be a great sunshiny day today. And it is, I can tell you. Time-wise, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way towards 9 o'clock. We are 21, just about 21 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock. If you missed the local news, don't forget we've got it again for you at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. We'll also be checking in with Yasmin, seeing how her weekend went, what she's got planned for this week. And all that's the point, she's got to go to an event at around about 9:30. So I better talk to her soon, hadn't I? I'll do it after this one. This is a request from Christopher. Good morning to you, Christopher. Christopher Bowman. He says, good morning, Jerry D, Yasmin, listeners, on the bright sunny day. There you are, see, I told you. May we please hear Live Every Moment by REO Speedwagon.
Speak.
There we go, that one's for Christopher this morning, and hoping that brightened up your day. Talking of bright days, the sun is shining, so that means today is, what day is it today, yes?
Monday.
It's not just Monday.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, there we go.
Happy sunny Monday.
It is, it's a lovely day today.
Oh yeah.
It can be quite warm, I would imagine.
Exactly.
But there we are. So anyway, how was your weekend?
Oh, very nice. We celebrate my nephew's birthday on Saturday.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I went to the event at Panama Convention Center on Saturday.
Yeah, I went there yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And very interesting.
Yeah, but you missed the test drive.
Yeah, well, they had cars running around, but I didn't seem to see how it worked, so I didn't bother. They had the Mini there.
Oh, yes, it was beautiful.
It's very expensive, too.
Yes. And, yeah, we did the test drive thanks to Ensolar.
Ah, okay.
And Mr. Navarro, who was there, and he helped us to do the test drive in one of his cars. It's a Chinese car, so it was hard to understand because it was a woman talking to us.
Chinese?
Yes.
You should have taken Christina.
Yes. So it was a lot of fun.
That must be hilarious.
Yes.
Because these electric cars, I mean, they're basically computers, aren't they, with
exactly.
wheels. You know, it's a computer.
Kind of scary, you know?
Trust me, even sitting here with a couple of computers is scary.
Yes.
But I would have thought they had, to change the language.
No, he said all the cars that they have are in Chinese and our common one is in English, and they don't know if they're going to have in Spanish.
It's strange, isn't it? Because with the technology today, I mean, it's one of the easiest things, isn't it? I mean, mine doesn't talk to me, but at least you can change. So it's got a whole load of choice. If you've got the little plug, you can plug it in and change things. Mm-hmm. You can change the all the languages. I've got loads of them.
Exactly. It should be like that.
Why is it so difficult? I don't understand.
Yeah.
You know, they've got an electric car, can probably drive itself. No, that's scary still, isn't it? It's driving itself in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I thought is dangerous is that it doesn't do any noise. So if somebody is walking or crossing the street looking at their cell phones,
well, there you go. You know what to do, don't you? Don't blame the car because it's not making a noise. Blame the person who's not looking where they're going.
Oh, gosh, but there's a lot of people that are like that.
Yes, walking around. Yes, me.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed, actually, funny enough, I noticed that the other day when I was out, people wandering around. You know, I'm surprised they don't kill themselves walking into a lamppost, let alone walking into the street. But I even find, because sometimes when I go down the road, go shopping, I put in my earphones and I listen to music. And in a way, that's just as dangerous because you're not concentrating on where you're walking, are you?
Exactly.
But, I did tell you what was interesting was, I don't know if all of them were doing, because there were quite a few banks there, weren't there? And there was one of them, I think it was BAC, they're giving 4.5% interest on electric cars, which is very reasonable, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't see, I mean, Christine and I, both our cars are quite old. Christina's is 2008. But it's unique. I think it's about the only one left in Panama. It's the Subaru Legacy H6 Spec B. And that thing is so quick that I gave it to her because I was going to kill somebody with it.
Oh, gosh.
Because I can't get behind a competitive car that wants to go fast without doing just that. Mm-hmm. So I thought it's better I give it to the good lady. And, of course, my car, it's only done 69,000 kilometers, which is nothing, and it's 2010, but it's a good car. So, you know, the value of our cars basically is negligible. So it's not as if we could trade them in to get an electric car.
Yeah,
which is a shame. So I like the idea of these electric cars. I really do. I mean, I don't need a big one either. Just one to go around town. If I want to go any further, you know, I don't know what we'd do. Walk, I suppose. No, I mean, I love the idea, and what I do like, I mean, not just with electric cars, one of the things that has changed car design so much is LED lighting. I mean, all the innovative designs of the lights on the back of cars now fascinate me.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Oh yeah. No, it was good. What I did like, there were a lot of the companies there that were working on infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I think, you know, because to be perfectly honest with you, people aren't going to really take to the electric cars. Mm-hmm. Unless it's going to be easy to charge them.
Exactly.
And I see a few popping up now. I mean, I've seen them in Riva Smith. I've seen them over there in Multi Plaza. Outside of Novi on Cinquenta, they've got one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're more and more sort of popping up.
Yes, and you can install it in your house too.
Yes, mm-hmm. You can, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. I can't get the car through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm on the 10th floor. Mind you, I just plug it into the mains downstairs in the car park.
Or everyone here can afford, you know,
mm-hmm.
to do an installation.
And
everybody can use it.
The other thing that I liked as well was, you know, the number of solar panels now that, you know, they're encouraging mm-hmm. people to buy. I mean, the house, if you look at the one opposite us here, uh-huh. looking out over the out of the window,
yes.
they've covered their whole roof mm-hmm. with these electric tiles, these mm-hmm. thingies,
yes.
solar panels.
Mm-hmm.
So, if we all put them on all of our roofs in the city,
mm-hmm.
we'd be able to generate a lot of electricity, wouldn't we?
Exactly.
But then what are you going to do? You're going to upset the people that generate electricity, and they're not going to like it. And like some people have said that, you know, if you want to put electricity into the power grid, you've got to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, we're generating electricity,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not saying that's here, but I've heard of it in some way, but you generate electricity, and then you put it into the electric grid, and the electric company wants to charge you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
yes, because they don't want to lose, you know.
Well, they'll just have to get their act together, won't they?
Exactly.
You know, sell mm-hmm. more solar panels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah, Juan Carlos wasn't there when I was there yesterday, mm-hmm. and I did see from a distance his... his son.
Uh-huh.
And I knew it was his son because you can't mistake them, really. They just look so much alike.
Yeah.
But they were busy, so I sort of left them alone. I did see Edison. Edison Brosse, of course, was there, who's one of the mm-hmm. People behind the infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
Which he got a bill passed through the legislative. Nice mm-hmm. somebody did.
Mm-hmm.
It was very interesting. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too.
And if anyone wants me to test drive their electric cars for them, all you've got to do is drop me a WhatsApp, 677-188-22, and you might not get it back. So there we go. I could be the electric car ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Good idea.
I wonder if they're easy to push if you run out of electric.
Mm-hmm.
So... I tell you what, one day there'll probably be like a strip that runs underneath the road
mm-hmm.
that as you're driving, it'll actually charge your car up.
Oh, yeah. I know somewhere they have that
mm-hmm.
in Europe, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what you could do is you could have that, you know, because like, you charge your phone, don't you?
Uh-huh.
And if you did it sort of above the where you're driving and they mm-hmm. had the thing in the road, and you don't use it all the time, but if you're getting low, you could switch on, and you're paying a subscription, and it would recognize you
mm-hmm.
when you went above it, and it would keep your car charged up for you. Damn, I've just told everybody about my brilliant idea, yes.
That's so cool.
It mm-hmm. is cool, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bit like this program, really.
Yes, of course.
That's a little bit cooler. So, now you're going off today.
Oh, yes,
uh-huh.
because today is the press conference of our ocean. This is an international conference.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they are focusing in creation and implementation of marine protected
mm-hmm.
areas,
mm-hmm.
Blue economy, and marine pollution.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to mm-hmm. know more about that today.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to give a report tomorrow.
Exactly.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just got to know, there's one here from, this is from... Renee over there in Athens says, oh, be careful. When I do my morning walks, I only keep one earbud in so I can keep an ear open to my surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's good.
Yes.
My headphones, actually, in fact, you can set them so that the microphone is working at the same time.
Yes.
So uh-huh. you can hear the ambient noise around you
okay.
and you still get stereo.
Mm-hmm.
You're only getting mono.
Okay.
Renee, okay. You can only hear one half of me. You probably can't hear Yasmin. So, And she also says all the main supermarket chains here have e-car parking. Mm-hmm. Front row.
Mm-hmm.
Front row. Oh, I bet your BMW isn't electric, is it? No. And Mary Lou comes in, people wandering around with their headphones on. That they call them zombies. And she says, that's what I do. I think she means keeping one of the earplugs out.
Uh-huh, exactly. Yeah.
So, all right, Leigh, well, look, you have a great day.
Oh, thank you.
Go and save the oceans and tell us all about it mañana.
Mm-hmm, sure, thank you.
All right, take care, love. This is Joy Crooks, London Mine. If you are keeping on the time, we're 5.5 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D.
Noise on Brick Lane, that's the sound of my home. I'm a Mickey Athens, love is walk or Kent Road. When you're blinded by lights, you find ways to survive in big smoke. Holding down 9 to 5, and your weekends are spent loading up with the boys, with the bottle and bends. Only way to cope, cause this city don't stop for no one. Down Madeira I go. I've been fooled by the charm of the Kennington Road. While the backstreet drama don't get picked up by the sun.
right now, baby. Didn't I do the best I could? No, didn't I? So don't you leave me standing in the shadow.
This one of those tracks, played it then and playing it again. Standing in the Shadows of Love, 1966, hit single recorded for the Four Tops on the Motown label, of course. Written and produced by Motown's main production team, Holland, Dozier, Holland. One of the most well-known Motown tunes in the 1960s, a direct follow-up in actual fact to the number one hit, Reach Out, I'll Be There. Even with a similar musical arrangement. Once you get in the groove, there's no stopping you, really, is there? Time on the Breakfast Show, it's time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Buenos días, amor. Soñé que era el informante adecuado.
¿Informante de qué? ¿De la CIA?
Muy graciosa. Pero en el sueño yo tenía mi batería, así que estaba clarito.
¿Batería?
Que en el sueño entraba a la página censospanama.pa y me leí el cuestionario censal.
Ajá, ¿y eso de qué te ayudó?
Bueno, mi amor, que es más fácil si desde antes ya sabes qué te van a preguntar.
Hasta el 4 de marzo, ábrele la puerta a los censos de población y vivienda de cada 2020. Panamá, cuenta contigo.
Yes, it's back. The biggest little festival in the world. The Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival is going to be on March the 17th to the 19th, so make a point of not missing it. A great artist, what a lineup this year. Mr. Sip, Albert Castiglia, and J.P. Sauls, Lance Anderson, Genius and Soul, just to mention a few. So put that in your diary, all right? Bocanti Jazz and Blues Festival, March the 17th to the 19th. The biggest little festival in the world is back. For more information on the lineup and how to get tickets, go along to the Bocchetti Jazz and Blues Festival.com. All the information you could ever need is right there.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Car and I'm throwing my guitar.
Trying, why should I give you up?
There we go. That was Sunday. Was a friend of mine. It certainly was. We had a lovely Sunday. And right, I tell you what. Letting you know, Blossoms. That's the name of the group. An English pop band. They come from a place called Stockport in Greater Manchester in England, formed back in 2013. And they've done really well for themselves. They're on the BBC's Sound of New Music list for 2016, and where they finished in fourth place. They were one of the only two guitar bands on the list, alongside Rat Boy. Blossom's self-titled debut album was one of the 12 albums nominated for the Mercury Music Prize in 2017, and that same year they were nominated for British Breakthrough Act at the Brit Awards. I love their music too. And before that, that was John Stewart. Remember that one? It's called Gold, and it was written and recorded by him in 1979. It was the lead single and biggest hit among three top 40 singles released from his album, which was called Bombs Away, Dream Babies. And the song was Stewart's first US top 40 hit, as well as his first chart single in a decade, since Armstrong peaked at 74 in 1969. Stevie Nicks from Fleetwood Mac, by the way, is featured there on the backing vocals. That's nice, isn't it? Jack Savaretti together with Nile Rodgers. Who's hurting who?
When you come after me and I go after you, when both of us are doing what we want to do, we both lie to each other, don't care much for the truth. But tell me something, tell me something. Who's hurting? I just cut straight through. You tell me who I am, I tell you what to do. Both of us are victims of each other's contradictions. When our instincts meet, we can't break through. Who's hurting?
Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
I'll be on my way. Think I
Mr. Will Young, I love that track, and that is Why Does It Hurt? Yeah. Breakfast show time, you're keeping on the time, 28 minutes after 9 o'clock. This is OKOTB, what used to be NKOTB. tell you what, they're all on there, aren't they? So, yeah, NKOTV, New Kids on the Block. Reminiscing together with Salt and Pepper, Rick Ashley, and En Vogue on there. Take a deep breath, time to relax with Black. Everything is coming up roses. Tell you one thing, everything's coming up roses. That was from Black, and he's certainly chosen the right one. Because this, according to Elvis Costello, it's a good year. It's a good year for the roses, you know.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray. Lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you passed.
or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you bought and didn't drink. But at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. But long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn, you walk away. As the dark land you close it. The only thing I have to say. For the roses. After 3-4 years of marriage, it's the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say. You haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound of one baby's crying goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another moment. Funny, I don't even care. As it turns to walk away, as the dark behind you closes, the only thing I have to say. Been a good year for the roses.
There goes Yola, you're just known as Yola. Yolanda Claire Quarty was her full name. And lovely story, really. She's, say, just known as Yola, or sometimes Yola Carter. English singer, songwriter, musician, and she's an actress. And her debut studio album, which was called Walk Through Fire in 2019, received critical acclaim and earned her 4 Grammy Award nominations, including Best New Artist. Her follow-up, Stand For Myself, in 2021, that received similar acclaim and earned her 2 more Grammy nominations. She made her acting debut in 2022, portraying godmother of rock and roll, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. That's in Baz Luhrmann's biopic, Elvis. She was born to a Ghanaian father and a Barbadian mother in Bristol, in England. And her family tried to discourage her from music at a young age, as they thought it was an unrealistic career option. And my parents thought the same thing, and they were absolutely right. When Yola was just under 2, her father left her and her mother behind. A single parent struggling to stay afloat, her mother was against Yola's dream to become a singer. And it wasn't until Yola went to grammar school that she had her first taste of freedom and started to pursue music. And she later went on to university in London and used her student loan to stay afloat while making music. And she ended up becoming a university dropout and was evicted due to being unable to pay her rent. Well, Yola was homeless for 6 months in her 20s and spent a week begging on the streets before getting enough money to travel back to Bristol. And she first gained a notice as a member of the Bristol band Phantom Limb. And she was a member from 2005 to 12, using the name Yolanda Quarty. And you know, that's how it all started for her. And she's doing well, and as you can tell from that song, great voice. Break for show time. We're about 15 and a half minutes before the hour of 10 o'clock. We're on 89.3. Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Probably after 10.
When you are ready, I will surrender. Take me and do as you will. Have what you want, your way's always the best way. Oh, I have succumbed to this passive sensation, peacefully falling away. I am a zombie, your wish will command me. Now that's a fall to my knees.
Groove and Disco Baby. That was one of my favourite tracks. And you can obviously recognise the link in there as well to Peter Tong and Bring It Back. That was featuring Becky Hill with this riff in the background. Oh, great, great stuff. That was in, what, early 80s, I think. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. It is coming up to right now. We're about 20 seconds away from 5 minutes to 10 o'clock, which means it's time for me to go off and do something else for the rest of the day. Just been a Music Monday today. Been really nice. I've quite enjoyed it. Sort of sitting here quite relaxing and just playing some music, which I hope you enjoyed, and linking up with friends, of course. Big thanks go this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her everyday story of country folk. I tell you what, I'm going to have to start mentioning Renee, because we're getting an everyday story, which is quite hilarious, of Greek folk as well today. That's Renee and Rick out there in Athens. Big thanks go to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio. She's just gone off to a conference, a press conference, so she'll be reporting back on that tomorrow. And big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, for our background information here on the programme, to the boys and girls who keep us up and running in the mornings, and of course, as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us. If you want to advertise or sponsor us, that would be really nice. Put it bluntly, we need the money. All you've got to do is contact us on WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. You can WhatsApp us on that number. You can always call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. That's it. Well, it's time to say for me to say goodbye. Please remember, what do I want to be doing tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, of course, and not just talking about you. So big thanks for being with us today, and hopefully you'll be with us tomorrow here on The Breakfast Show. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da! You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.